Hello, everybody, and welcome to our weekly Remember to Flourish Remembrance Call, live and guided. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. The reason we offer these calls is because we believe in a flourishing world, a world where every living thing thrives. And we believe that that is not only possible, but that business is the best vehicle for moving the world and as the best change agent for moving the world in that direction. But for that to happen, then business leaders need to be able to access their inner wisdom. They need to be able to lead, make decisions, set a model for others that is, It is not mired. It is planted. It is coming from their essence, their highest self, their inner wisdom, as opposed to their ego. We've seen enough of that here lately in our world. So to be able to lead from your inner wisdom requires access to that place, that inner wisdom, that place inside, through the door of your heart, where all that wisdom resides, where that access to everything you need, that state of balance in your essential self exists. So we offer this call as a place for people to come and practice doing that. Practice will make it become a masterful capability that you have when you are, you know, living and deciding and acting from that place inside that is in balance. It is coming from a state of its essence. So we offer this every week, and we hope people turn this into a daily practice, and that's why we do this. So I'm glad you're with us tonight. The way this works is I'll give a short teaching. Tonight the teaching is about seeing the best in others, and I've got a little story I'll tell about that. Then I'll lead you into, first of all, understanding your current state of being, because we always start where we are, and then I'll lead you deeply as we can go in the time we have into your heart and into that place of inner wisdom. So, all right, so to the teaching, seeing the best in others. Where this came from was literally watching the debate on Sunday night between the two candidates for president. And, you know, this whole political season has been really rough, and it seems the worst instincts in people on both sides, from the candidates on down, are on display way too much, almost all the time. So it was particularly disappointing and dismaying to watch that debate Sunday night. You know, all the name-calling and the distortions of, you know, where people were coming from and the outright fabrications. I mean, to me, they were just outrageous and based on assuming the worst in others rather than even a little sliver or possibility of there being a different motive than the worst. So what saved the whole incredibly negative spectacle for me was the last question that was asked by a gentleman in the audience when he said, "Can you find one positive thing to say about your opponent?" And they did. And that question, for me anyway, and the people that I was watching the debate with, transformed the whole tenor of the interaction, at least for a few minutes. I personally felt really relieved and hopeful in that moment, and I was really grateful to the man who asked that really wonderful question. So it got me thinking about this whole idea of seeing the worst in others, which seems to come up, you know, and particularly with this particular campaign this year. So, and I got thinking about that, and, you know, I realized that, boy, I do that too. You know, when upset or I'm just seeing another person without really knowing anything about them, how many times does my judger come out and tell me that I know all about them based on their tone of voice, a look on their face, you know, what they're wearing? I mean, all of this is coming from a place of unexplored assumptions. Even if I know the person, it's unexplored, past history perhaps. And it's, you know, I can make up all of the motives in the world. I know all about them in an instant when I haven't even stopped to consider that there might be a different motive or there might be another possibility in the judgment that I'm making, the assumption I'm buying into. So here's an idea. What, when we notice that judger came up, what if we stopped and we asked our heart, what is one positive aspect of this person that I can even imagine, let alone know? Because if I know them, I probably already know that there's positive aspects. And if I don't know them, what is one positive aspect of this person that I can imagine? And just asking the question changes everything. So that's our theme for tonight. We'll see where that takes us into remembrance. So, okay, get comfortable in your chair. We always, as I said, start where we are. We want to know what our current state of being is so that we have something later to compare to and say, oh, there has been a shift. Something has changed. So we start with our being, our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual being. So starting with our physical, feel your feet on the floor, your seat in the chair, if you're sitting in the chair, or on the floor, if you're on the floor. And just notice the effect of gravity. We are human beings. We're part clay. We're of the earth. We're also spirits. We're of the divine or of the heavens. We're of the unseen and the seen. So this physical characteristic of ourselves, we can feel. We can feel the effects of gravity. We can feel our touch, our physical body, our skin, our muscles, our bones. And we can feel an energetic connection that flows through us, from the earth, through us, and up, out of us. We are always connected this way in an energetic, circular environment, I guess is the word I want to use. So notice how that energetic connection feels, as well as the physical state of your being in terms of the, you know, aches and pains and or not, or lack of. And follow that energy and noticing. This is all about paying attention and noticing. Up your legs, into your torso, noticing where you're feeling the flow and how it's different in different areas, but it's moving, and where it may be constricted or even blocked. This is good information to have. Where there's a blockage or a constriction, that means there's unfinished energies. There's something that needs attention that we have allowed to go without our noticing and paying attention to it. So just notice. Just the act of noticing can often shift things and move it again. So keep going up. Particularly check your neck, shoulders, chest. We hold a lot of tension there. Belly, throat, face, you know, our eyes and eye sockets, our forehead carry a lot of tension in those areas. Scalp. And then on a whole, we can feel that whole kind of vibration of the energy, and, you know, good knowledge by paying attention of your physical condition right now, aches, pains, or lack of. All right, now let's check our emotional state. So a lot of things happened today, our emotions are like the weather. They come and they go. So it's often the thing that happened last that's got, you know, an emotional response tied to it, or reaction, I should say. Because it's usually not a conscious decision, our emotions. So what emotions are you aware of right now? And emotions can be triggered by thoughts. So let's check our mental state. How active is your mind? And what's the quality of that activity? It seems serene? Seems amped up? Is it Can it go in all directions, or is it collected? Not so much the content, although the content can send us into an emotional reaction and it's certainly a physical reaction. So all this is interwoven, it's all tied together. All right, good. So now physically, emotionally, and mentally, we have a sense of our state of being. Let's check our spiritual state, and we do that by checking in with our heart. And to help us get in there, let's use our breath. So take a few easy breaths and bring your attention to the, you know, what it feels like to inhale in your body and what happens when you exhale. And when we exhale, where you're holding tension, if you're aware of it from your scan that you just did, you can just allow yourself to relax. All right, good. So to get us deeper, we're going to do 3 box breaths. That's inhale to the count of 4, hold for the count of 4, exhale for 4, and hold for 4, and repeat, and we'll do that 3 times. So inhale, hold, exhale, hold, repeat. All right, so hopefully that helped you drop from your mind into your, deeper into your being. Let's check the state of our heart. Does your spiritual heart kind of helps to locate it? It's bring your imagination mid-sternum, 2 inches deep. And what is your heart like right now? How open is your heart? How soft? Trust what you get on this. Your ability to see the unseen is actually quite advanced. How heavy is your heart? How light? Is there a color and a shade of darkness and lightness? And how receptive is your heart? Because remembrance is all about receiving. It's all about opening and noticing and allowing. It is not about effort. It is not about analyzing. It is just being receptive and paying attention and allowing in what wants to emerge to help you. All right. So now we know our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual state as a starting point. Let's add the remembrance. Begin to say your word or phrase that represents for you the source of everything you need that is always available, and repeat it slowly with your attention in your heart. And notice what happens. Let go, drop in, open. Follow your word or phrase deeper. Great, keep going. You find yourself in your mind. That's perfectly normal, nothing wrong. When you notice, you can use your breath and the remembrance to drop back in. Keep repeating. All right, you're doing great. Keep going. And now we're going to try a little practical application from our teaching tonight. Let a person with whom you either had a recent interaction that you knew you were assuming the worst about them and their motives, or just anyone that you just tend to have difficulty with, and let that person be in your consciousness. Notice your reaction. Physically, emotionally, mentally, and particularly your heart, when that person with whom you have difficulty or had a difficult moment comes in. And this is the effect of judgment and resentment on our being and our heart. So keep the remembrance going. As you notice your reaction, with the intention, not more than the intention, with the actual allowing of your heart to open more. You have the amazing capacity to contain these difficult things. Factory installed. It's just a matter of allowing your heart to expand. Now keep going, holding this person in your heart with remembrance. And allowing your heart to illuminate the, you know, at least one positive quality of this person. Keep going. Your mind may try to intervene and say, oh, no. This isn't right. This isn't a good person. That's just our ego at work, thinking it's protecting us. Making us bigger and better. Or righteously angry. Or fearful. But our heart knows better. You may have thoughts about the motives of this person regarding you or others. So you can allow those thoughts about motives to be there, but open to contain those as well. Adding the remembrance to show you what else is possible. What other motive may also be, you know, at play here? Allowing a little compassion, a little mercy. And while continuing to remember, letting your heart expand and deepen. What is the best thing you either know or can imagine about this person? Open more, drop in deeper. I'm going to go for about 4 more minutes. Okay. So hopefully that opened up a different understanding and possibility with and of that person that you brought in. So I would say for homework, notice when you feel your judger, you hear your judger. It's often our mind telling us stuff. It's our ego through our mind. But you'll feel your heart harden too. Your heart gets tight and hardens when we have those thoughts and those assumptions about people. So allow yourself to stop and take just a minute in remembrance to see what also could be true about that person. And let's make it a habit to find the best in at least one person every day. And the world will change. You will change, and the effect on others when you change will be pretty amazing. So, all right, thank you. And have a wonderful evening. Are there any questions? We've got about 30 seconds for questions or comments.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
Okay, well, have a flourishing evening. We'll talk to you soon.